The travel website Expedia has announced it is buying its competitor Orbitz for about $1.5 billion. It is Expedia's second big deal since January as the company tries to defend its turf from Google and Airbnb. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now with more on this. Mike, Expedia bought Travelocity just last month for $280 million. What do these deals together mean for Expedia?
Well, it really sort of highlights the fact that there are a lot of these travel and hotel web booking websites out there. You know, through this deal, Expedia will gain not only Orbitz, but other websites such as Cheap Tickets, Hotel Club, and a few business-to-business websites. So the market is really fractured, and it's very difficult for the smaller players in the market to grow revenue and earnings to the degree to satisfy Wall Street. For example, Orbitz stock price is well below the price of its 2007 IPO. So it's clear that, you know, it's a consolidation phase of this industry going on right now and, you know, really heating up in the last few weeks.
Well, I mentioned Airbnb. How is the hotel business factoring into these deals? Because hotels are the largest revenue generators for these online travel sites.
They are, but hotels have gotten very good at improving their own websites so that you can book directly through them. Mm. And that's sort of had the effect of putting pressure on the commissions they pay to these outside websites. The Wall Street Journal cited a figure from an analyst saying that the commissions used to be about 21% to these websites in 2009, and they've since shrunk to about 16%. And that's, you know, not even factoring in the lost business to people that go directly to the hotel's website. So it's, you know, it's sort of all adding to pressure on these companies to sort of consolidate.
And what about Airbnb?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of a different niche, you know, obviously booking not so much hotel rooms. So, it, you know, definitely is a competitor to these sites and something they're I'm sure they're concerned about.
Now, I use often Kayak when I'm planning a trip, which sort of searches all the airlines or hotels. Priceline is still a big name in the industry. With these mergers, what kind of competition is left?
Well, Priceline and Expedia are sort of neck and neck as really the two biggest companies in the space. This deal is for Orbitz is expected to push Expedia back into the lead against Priceline for travel bookings. You know, I believe Orbitz's bookings were about $12 billion last year. It really, though, it is still a very much a fractured market. The market share for Expedia for U.S. air and hotel bookings, according to one analyst at Piper Jaffray's, will only still be about 12% after this merger. So it's clear there is, you know, there are a lot of players still left in the industry despite the consolidation.
And how does this set up the industry for several years down the road?
Well, I think there's a good clue to be taken from the Expedia's CEO who in the conference call said, look, competition is fierce. There's absolutely a fragmented industry here. So it sounds like there is, you know, the potential for more acquisitions. The one site that everyone's talking about is TripAdvisor, which their stock had a really big gain when this last deal was announced. So it's clear that investors are sort of speculating that they might be the next one to be looked at.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News on a big deal in the travel industry. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.